Father, we bow down before you this morning, and we just have this tiny little group here meeting, and yet, Lord, where there are any praying, and even if there's two or more, it's even better, and we've got more than that. And so, Lord, guide us and lead us in prayer this morning, and put in our hearts what you would have us to have, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. In moments like these, I sing out a song. I sing out a love song to Jesus. In moments like these, I lift up my hands. I lift up my hands to the Lord. Singing, I love you, Lord. Singing, I love you, Lord. Singing, I love you, Lord. I love you. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Well, this morning we are in a very familiar prayer that we've looked at before, but turn in as we're going on through the Bible to Matthew 15, and verse 21. And we have another prayer this morning of a desperate nature, a prayer where we will see it's not answered immediately, and where we see the faith, it seems, is again tested, again drawn out, and we see a glorious victory in the Lord answering the prayer. Matthew 15, Phoenician woman, great is thy faith. And so we see the Phoenician woman here that we're going to be seeing today. Her faith is going to be drawn out. So questions as we just start here. When you're in a really a desperate, desperate situation, what do you do? And it would seem like we have a desperate woman and she uses desperate measures. And then when we see prayers unanswered, what do we do? Do we persist in praying or do we kind of fold up our tents? In moments of rejection, and in moments of rejection in the ministry when it's not going well, do we take that as a sign this is not of the Lord and we should just fold up our tents and quit? And there may be a time for that, but we'll see this morning that rejection multiple times was not a reason for this woman to quit. And there's much for us to learn here. As we go back a little bit in the context situation, you know, Jesus a little earlier had wanted to go get some rest with his disciples, and they headed off east across the Sea of Galilee. And then, you know, all the people saw where he was going, so they all flocked around there. And he ended up, that was the feeding of the 5,000, and that's where we were last week. After the feeding of the 5,000, you know, he sent the disciples away, because the people after that miracle of the feeding were wanting to take him by force and make him king. So he sent the disciples away, telling them to go across the lake. And then, of course, there was that 9 hours of struggling with those waves. And then Jesus, of course, walked on water and so forth, as we talked about. And we saw that great answer to the prayer and how his sovereignty was demonstrated. And it said they all worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." So after that, then he was in the area of Gennesaret, which is up by Capernaum and Bethsaida, and he was healing many multitudes of people. And the scribes, Pharisees, came then, and they started to give him and the disciples trouble because they're saying, "Your disciples are eating without washing your hands. You're eating with defiled hands. How could you do such a terrible thing?" And so he answers them, "It's not what goes into the mouth that defiles you, but it's what comes out of the mouth." Mm-hmm. And so then after that, in verse 21, he says, "Then Jesus went out from there and departed to the region of Tyre and Sidon." This same account is shown in the Gospel of Mark. And in Mark's account, it says, "And Jesus went into a house and did not want to know that he was there. We're in Matthew 15, verse 21. And so, again, we see Jesus wanting to get alone and no doubt tired from all of this. But now we see another, I think, powerful application for us right here. And my question is, are you open to compassion when you're tired? Are you open to being used by the Lord even when you're dead tired? Or do you just turn it off and say, get out of here, I don't want anything to bother me, I need my rest? Well, we'll see Jesus here was compassionate, very compassionate. What we're going to see here in this little interchange here is an example of faith being drawn out, I believe. It's an example where prayer is not answered immediately. It's an answer where even the Lord rebukes or rejects this request, not once, but really three times. And yet we see the persistence in this woman. She's not a Jewish woman. She's a Greek. She's a Phoenician. And we will see, and in, at least in the New King James, I counted them, in 33 words, we'll see going from an unknown woman to a woman who only time I think we have in the scripture is Jesus says, how great is your faith? Amazing. Isn't it amazing how she went from nothing as a non-Jew, as one on the outside, not even having the credentials, to being one that Jesus said and gave such a powerful example to his disciples. Oh, great is your faith. So he went out there, and in verse 22, behold, a woman of Canaan. So she is not a Jewish gal. She's a Greek, a Phoenician, came from that region and cried out to him. Now just notice this, cried out to him. A Gentile would never speak to a Jew. Furthermore, a Gentile woman would never speak to a man. And even more incredulous, a woman, Gentile woman, would never speak to a rabbi. And yet she's desperate. Why is she desperate? Because her daughter is demon-possessed. And she knows that desperate demonstrates here that desperate situation requires desperate measures. So how about you? When you think of times of really being in desperation, what do you do? And like last week, do you complain to everybody in the world about how bad the waves are? Or we had those terrible waves and they were frightened and all. But Jesus demonstrated the things that they were most afraid of. He just walked on it, right? And then he said, peace, be still. And then he gave them the victory. We'll see victory here again today, but it doesn't come easily. She cries out, have mercy on me. That's her prayer. Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. Notice the faith here right off the bat, because she says that she addresses him as the Messiah. He hasn't even announced his Messiahship yet, has he? But she already recognizes, O Son of David. Son of David is a very messianic term. O Lord, Son of David, and here is the desperate situation. My daughter is severely demon-possessed. We're in Matthew 15, verse 22. My daughter is severely demon-possessed. Now notice Jesus' answer to that prayer. But he answered her not a word. Have you ever experienced your prayers not being answered? Is it because she didn't really verbalize it right? Is it because the prayer wasn't addressed right? It was addressed to Lord, the Messiah. It couldn't be addressed better. Did she not have faith? We're going to see pretty soon that she had more faith than anybody really we see almost in the scriptures. Did she not recognize a desperate need? Absolutely, because she took desperate measures. And yet, Jesus didn't answer her. What would you have done? What do you do when you don't get a direct answer? Now, there's another little rebuke here. His disciples came and said, send her away! She cries out after us. Now here, Jesus' closest followers are saying, get out of here. Another rejection, right? And after that rejection, then Jesus did speak. He says, I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. So when he does answer, it's another rejection. She's not worthy. She's not credentialed. She doesn't belong asking that question to the Messiah. What does she do? She says, well, I guess there's no answer here. I'll just go home and don't know what I'm going to do with my demon-possessed daughter. But look what she does. She came and worshiped him. Do you worship the Lord when he doesn't answer you? Do you worship the Lord when he does answer you and in effect says you're not credentialed? And she worshiped him and she's saying, Lord, help me. Look at that request. Lord, help me. First it's have mercy on me. My daughter is demon-possessed. And now, again, the right or correct address, Lord, help me. Again, a rebuke. Here's the third rebuke. Jesus answered and said, it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs. What he's saying here, he was came first to seek and to save the house of Israel and not the Gentiles, and she's a Gentile. She knows this. She knows this, because what does she answer to this rebuke? It is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs. She said, yes, Lord. Now, if you were rebuked the third time to the Lord, would you agree with him and say, yes, Lord? Or would you get really upset and saying, the Lord just doesn't understand me. The Lord doesn't have any compassion for me. I don't understand it. Maybe pick up the phone, call your five closest friends and complain about the Lord not answering your prayers. Maybe, maybe not. But yes, Lord, yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from the master's table. Now notice the profoundness of this statement. She keeps seeking, she keeps knocking, she keeps persevering, and she is recognizing that even in a desperate situation where she has no hope, his power is so awesome that just a little crumb of his power is all that's needed. Do you recognize that? And notice the humility here, how she is so nothing, not credentialed, rebuked three times, and yet she says, yes, Lord, all I want from you is a little crumb. That's all I need is a little crumb. And he addresses her here in a really a negative fashion, in a way, even the little dogs. Now, that word there is really little puppies, which is kind of compassionate. Jesus is saying the truth, but in a compassionate way. Yes, you little puppy, but you're still a Gentile. Even the little Gentiles can eat the crumbs which fall from the master's table, so to speak. Then Jesus answers and says, O woman, great is your faith. Great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire. And her daughter was healed that very hour. What an example to the disciples. Here they are, Jews walking with Jesus. And what had he told them, or does he tell them from time to time, O ye of little faith, O ye of little faith. And yet here he tells this Gentile woman, great is your faith. So as we close here, just remember a couple of points here. May we be open to compassion even when we're tired. May we be open to the Lord using us even when we're tired. May we recognize that desperate situations require desperate measures. May we be faithful, persistent, even when there is no answer, in continuing to knock. And may we keep worshiping him, recognizing that we only need a crumb. We only need a crumb. That's all that we need. And let him draw out our faith. Let him draw out our faith. Be expectant. Great is your faith. And then, when victorious, be thankful. Father, we thank you for the powerful lessons right here in this little story and these prayers. And Lord, again, for the second prayer in a row we have had where you're drawing out faith through a not answering prayer immediately, or maybe it's more than the second one, I don't know. But Lord, help us. We are so instant oriented. We want an answer now. And sometimes when we don't get an answer now, we think that, well, we better change direction, we better change course, because maybe this isn't in accordance with your will, or maybe something else, or maybe we just give up. But Lord, we see here this woman, desperate for healing her daughter, took desperate measures that many of us would not take even the first time, and the second time, and the third time. But in 33 words, as we mentioned, Lord, we see this woman going from an unknown Gentile to a woman who it was said, great is your faith. Lord, we don't know what our faith is, probably pretty weak. But yet, Lord, as you test us, as you try us, may we be willing to have you draw out our faith. And may we be persistent and persevering in worshiping you and in praying to you. Lead us now this morning as we will bring up prayers again today for some situations that we prayed for every week, it would seem, and yet in some cases there's still no answer, so we continue to pray. And then other situations we just pray as led by your Spirit. And it is good to pray. It is good to come and have our hearts in one accord. So lead us now, Lord. Lead us, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.